1-877 Par Show. And of course, you know, they did the 90s groups.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They had Color Me Bad on there. Mm-hmm. And one guy was missing. The lead singer was missing.
Right.
And I'm like, because they had one of the background guys trying to sing his part.
Right. Yeah.
And it didn't go over too well.
He's one of the most popular ones. Of the guy. He was
a
really
handsome
guy. High,
but
yeah.
You know what I think would happen? He gained a lot of weight.
He did.
Yeah. And he just did not want to be seen. I think that's what was up.
Yeah.
Good morning. What did you think of the award show last night?
Good morning, Russ. It's Paul from D.C. I think Chris Brown absolutely killed it. I think Chris Brown absolutely killed it, man. It should be against the law for them to even allow anybody to go after that man besides Beyonce, man. He even should close it out or be next to the last performance if they got Beyonce or Jay-Z or Kanye. Because, I mean, after him, everybody else, you basically was comparing them to him, and it really wasn't, you know, on level. I think Lionel Richie finally deserved to get that award. I mean, my daughter and my son was looking at it like, wow, I didn't know he did all these things. Yeah. I'm saying, like, he was a great songwriter and a great performer of his day. So,
well, you know, would you say that Chris Brown was a lot better than Usher?
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Usher, my boy, he good, but I'm just saying, I'm like, he wasn't Chris Brown, though. So I'm saying, but he older than Chris Brown. So that's why I said.
It don't matter.
Yeah. Way more.
This is this man's classics. Opinion, Brit. Everybody don't
your
like
opinion
Usher.
Is wrong.
Yeah, Chris Brown. Sure. Everybody said, well, he did the nay-nay a lot. Okay, whatever.
He was happy to be back.
Good morning. Hello. Well, you see how Chris introduced him.
Mm-hmm.
The last deal Chris signed was a plea deal.
Yeah. Right?
It's Chris Brown. I mean, how you come out after that?
That's a criminal.
That was funny, though. The last deal he signed was a plea. Hey. It was a plea bargain.
Not trying to be rude, says, I'm sorry, but Usher did nothing for me last night. Seems like he didn't put his all into it. Still better, than Chris Brown.
Well, he got tired.
Tweet says still better than Chris Brown.
No.
Don't be tweeting. Don't be tweeting that Russ Paul Show, Brittany.
It's from Not Trying to Be
from
Rude.
From who?
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
What's happening, man? What'd you think?
Hey, was it me or was Lil Wayne and Nicki high?
Oh, duh.
I think maybe Lil Wayne.
Wait, I'm not sure about Nicki.
Hey, she was awesome.
D-Down One Russ says, wouldn't it have been, it wouldn't have it been hot if Anthony Hamilton or D'Angelo did Brick House with the Roots backing them instead of Lettucey.
I don't know if Lettucey worked on it. I mean, she's a talent, awesome. But I'm not doing that
it didn't work
Brick House. You know, a woman singing about being a brick, that's about a woman.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Do you agree with this? Edgman in HD says, Jennifer Hudson looks better thick. I think she looked great.
She looked good.
I think she looks
beautiful.
Good. She looks great.
She's got it all together.
Yeah. I think
good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing? Hey. What you think?
Good. I think the show was great, except for the Beyonce and Jay-Z at the end. They could have kept that. Mm. Nobody wants to watch them third party, and I hope they made Beyonce and Jay-Z pay BET to promote their tour.
No, that went the other way around, I'm sure.
Yep.
Now, what I've been hearing, they have not been selling out everywhere.
Really?
Not everybody can afford $300-$400
tickets. But they came back and said it's not true. They said they were going to sell like $100 million. Right. So everybody going to bust it. Sweet Tyra says Busta looked like he was going to bust.
Wow.
Breezy didn't sing. We all knew Bay and Jay weren't going to be there. Let's see. TDMC be tripping.
Usher lip-synced a couple of songs.
A lot of them did. Somebody called Busta.
You can't dance that hard.
TDMC called Busta Rhymes a gargoyle. They say he stayed coming to the BET Awards looking a hot mess.
And you saw Chris Rock just kept going on Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
And Rick Ross.
Yeah, like when he was passing out the Roscoe's, he said, this is a salad. Pass that down to Rick Ross.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, what'd you think?
Yeah, I thought that Ms. Evers, Megan Evers' wife, was going to go off script at one point. Because she sounded like she was giving props. Then I thought she was going to say, after television we did what we had to do to get here, that half of these fools was come up here and make a fool of themselves on BET.
Yeah, I think she edited herself.
No more.
But, you know, I thought she said something that a lot of people, my daughter termed, I didn't know that.
What?
Back in the day, whenever there was a black person that would come on TV, they would block it out.
Really?
The channel would go dark.
You're lying.
No.
That was deep.
What?
No.
Wow. I didn't know it either.
Yeah, that's why she made it. See, now we've gone from being blocked out to owning. You know? No, there's a lot of things that, you know, I'm sitting there going.
But BET isn't owned by black people, but TV One is. But we are talking about
something. But BET was. That's not a misnomer. But I will say that was interesting that she brought that up because I remember I was a baby.
Sure.
You know, but they were talking about, you know, I know my dad used to say, yeah, that's true. They used to, when you knew there was going to be like Sammy Davis Jr. or Diane Carroll or somebody that's going to be on TV, they would block you out.
Wow.
Wow.
Hi. Yeah.
That just gave me chill bumps. That's a hot mess.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Hi. I just got one question. Why was Jay-Z sweating when he performed?
You're sitting down. You so just got on stage.
Yeah, he was.
No, that was during their concert. So we don't know what portion of the concert
when you're
49, that was.
48. You're going to sweat.
48.
No, good morning. He's not.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Tracy. How you all doing?
Hey, Tracy. Go ahead.
All I can say is that I'm so glad that I don't wear eyelashes because Yolanda Adams shut it down. She had me pull up right in front of the TV.
Oh, yeah. She caught that spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tweet, tweet.
Let's see. TMC Be Trippin' says they know they did Jhené Aiko wrong by having John Legend sing back up and showing her up.
I didn't think so. I thought she sang very well, considering it was a live performance and one of the first time we've seen her live. I thought she did well. A little shaky, but she did well.